In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just want to quickly go over some of the reasons why we celebrate Lazarus Saturday, or actually why Lazarus Saturday occurred. The scriptures tell us, and the services tell us, why this happened. Usually, if you want to see the meaning of a feast, go first to the Troparion and the Kontakion. And the Troparion shows us that the raising of Lazarus is linked with Palm Sunday. And the reason it shows us this, is because it's the same Troparion for both days. In confirming the common resurrection, O Christ God, thou didst raise up Lazarus from the dead before thy passion. Wherefore we also, like the children bearing the symbols of victory, cry to thee, to the conqueror of death. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. It's a whole lot easier to actually sing it than say it. There's the connection with Palm Sunday. Bearing the symbols of the victory is the children holding the palms. So one of the reasons why the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead is right there in the Troparion, in confirming the common resurrection, to show the truth, the veracity of the resurrection. Now before he'd raised the dead, but he'd raised, like the woman's son, the day he was dead, because they would bury the day of death. Or the child, the little girl, the day she died. In fact, within hours or minutes after she died, he raised her. Lazarus was 4 days dead. So that's one of the reasons why the Lord tarried and waited so that he would come when Lazarus was already dead and already in the grave to confirm the common resurrection. Another reason why the Lord raised Lazarus, and the whole incident is recorded in St. John's Gospel in such intimate detail, more detail than almost any other incident that I can recall, is because he showed us his humanity. So here's an example from the services. They're all over the services, Vespers and Matins and Great Compline, many, many occurrences. But this is one we read in the canon. O Christ, thou hast become man, taking human nature from the Virgin. And as man, thou hast asked where Lazarus was buried. Although as God, thou wast not ignorant of this. And another one. O Lord, who workest miracles, standing in Bethany by the tomb of Lazarus, thou hast shed tears for him in accordance with the law of nature, that is human nature, confirming the full reality of the flesh which thou hast taken, O Jesus, my God. So he proved to us that he is not a phantom, he's truly man, just like we are. And men, when they encounter great grief, they cry. And men, when they are cut, they bleed. And men, when they're tired, they sleep. All these things happen to our Lord. And the other example that I read is men, when they don't know where something is, they ask for directions. Although perhaps that's arguable with some people, huh? So he showed his humanity. And of course, the raising of Lazarus showed his divinity. Absolutely. Thou hast given to all, O Master, a proof of thy transcendent Godhead, raising Lazarus from the dead on the fourth day. And those examples are from the canon. And then this one from the canon, Ode 3, shows both his humanity and his divinity. Because remember, of course, there's a synergy of his humanity and divinity together. He is two natures, two wills, but two wills that are in perfect harmony with one another, two natures that are in perfect harmony with one another, showing how our nature should be with God's nature. Displaying thy two energies, O Savior. That's another way of saying two natures, because each nature has an energy associated with it. I don't care if it's the nature of a bug, or the nature of a plant, or the nature of a man, or a giraffe. There is an energy associated with a nature, because, of course, it's a biological entity. displaying thy two energies, O Savior. Thou hast made manifest thy two natures, for thou art both God and man. So, these are three of the reasons why the Lord raised Lazarus, and it was recorded in such intimate detail. To confirm the common resurrection, to show that he's God, and to show that he's man. But then if you look in the scriptures, I believe the most important reason why he raised Lazarus from the dead was because of the dialogue that occurred with Martha. And I've looked through recently a catalog of sermons I've said, and it seems like I never ever don't speak about this. It's very important. Martha said, if you were here, Lord, Lazarus wouldn't have died. And he answered her and said, I am the resurrection and the life. Lazarus and Mary and Martha knew Jesus intimately. He was their friend. He would dine with them whenever he was in Bethany. They knew him well. And they had an intimate personal relationship with him. Such that Martha could be very frank with him and he could be very frank with her. I think that intimate conversation was preserved to show us that we must have such an intimate relation with our Lord too. And we must understand that all life comes through him. There is no life outside of him. So we can understand that he's God, understand that he's man, understand that there's a resurrection, and still not completely get it if we don't understand that this life, this resurrection, comes from an intimate relationship with him. An understanding that he fills all things, and without him, there is nothing. Nothing that does exist will exist without him. May God help us to understand and live according to these things. God bless you.